Hi there, everyone. Welcome to today's training. Super thrilled that you are here. For those that are new to this training, I am Karina Calhoun. I am the Introverted Ambition Bully, and I do welcome you. I welcome you aboard. I welcome you to this amazing journey that we have found ourselves on in the entrepreneurial space as introverts. And I just want to encourage you today to let you know that you absolutely can succeed as an introvert, as an entrepreneur, that you don't have to do tactics that are icky, that make you feel like you are compromising who you are. So I just wanted to get that out there. That wasn't even planned. That just came out. So whoever that is for, I hope that you receive it. I hope that you understand that you absolutely have the right and the authority to be your authentic self while you're in this entrepreneurial space. So for those that have been rocking with me for any length of time, thank you so, so very much. I do welcome you back to the training. Keep in mind that I do trainings every Tuesday at 3:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. These trainings are really designed for you to understand, as an introvert, you absolutely have strategies. There, being an introvert is not a hindrance. We're going to talk a little bit about that today, but being an introvert will allow you to really dive into some strengths that you have and really not just kick the can down the road, but really begin to see the true success that you want to see in your business. Hi, Halima. Thank you so much for joining. I really appreciate it. So we're going to jump right in. And again, these are short trainings. This is nothing meant to be long and drawn out. This is simply to help you move the needle step by step within your business. And again, I do these once a week. And if you have any questions, drop them in the comments. You do need to, because I am using StreamYard, you will need to make sure, if you're watching me through Facebook, you will need to make sure that you give StreamYard permission so that you are able to leave a comment and that I see who you are. So thank you in advance for your comments. Thank you for your questions. Engagement really helps to get this flowing, get it moving. Your question may be a question that someone else has, but don't really realize they don't have that. They have that question. I used to say in corporate America, you don't know what you don't know. And so when you get on these trainings, ask the question, because someone else may have that question and need it answered as well. So today we're going to be talking about, and I'm pretty sure you saw the title. The title is "Your Strategy Might Be Killing Your Business, So Let's Fix It." And so the reason why I wanted to name this particular training this, "Your Strategy Might Be Killing Your Business," is because I see a lot of strategies out here, or lack thereof, and I'm very well aware of some of the things that are being taught to folks so that they can, quote unquote, prosper. And I know that it's not working because I can see the frustration. I can hear the frustration. Like I said, I want to say in one of my videos week before last, I said that, even though we're smiling, I can see behind the smile, the frustration. The smiles are beautiful, but the frustration and the self-confidence that's being just really chipped away, it's very evident behind it. It is to me anyway. And I can tell you why it's very evident to me. It's very evident to me because I was once there. So when I say this, I don't say this in a judgmental way. I say this in an empathetic way, but also in an authoritative way to let you know that you can come out of it. You can really move past it. And I have strategies to help you move past it. But you've got to be willing to say, you know what? I'm here. This is where I am, and this is where I need to move from. So being very transparent, being very open, and just accepting the assistance and the support that you need is going to be key. So, you know, and when I talk about I've been there, I know that you've worked hard, but the results just, they're not lining up. It's not aligning with your efforts. I know this. I've been there. And then you start to think, well, could it really be my strategy? So we're going to talk more about this, but I want you to remember that if at any point you feel some type of personal connection to what I'm saying, to anything that I'm saying, I want to invite you to a breakthrough call. It's a free breakthrough call. I will drop that later in the show, in the training. But schedule this breakthrough call with me, because you don't want to continue on this cycle that you're on, because what ends up happening is you're going to find yourself in a fog one day because your confidence is thoroughly and utterly depleted. Okay. So we want to begin to uncover the potential that your business has and that you have. And we want to be able to do that together. So schedule that free breakthrough call with me. Let's get it going. Let's get you up and running where you want to be. Thank you, Halima. Thank you for dropping that. And Halima has dropped that link in the comments. So thank you so very much. So you can go to my website, gobegreatcoaching.com. And you can schedule that breakthrough call. She's got the link in there. Feel free to jump on that and let's get you going. So if you're much like I was when I was going through this situation, your dedication to your job, which is your business, it's clear. But the results are not reflecting any of your efforts. And so this is a common struggle, especially with us introverts who are in business, because we've been told time and time and time and time again that we have to take up the tactics and the antics of extroverts. And there's nothing wrong with extrovert tactics. It's just not for us. Okay. It's just not for us. It makes us feel icky. It makes us feel like we're compromising our authentic self. It makes us feel like, you know, we're just not us. And so we want to move out of this and begin to move into who we are ordained to be, who we should be in business, okay? Who we should be reflecting in business. And so, you know, just really this entire feast and famine cycle that you've been on, I understand it, trying to get the client signed, trying to at least attract the clients. And then the networking, that can feel overwhelming also. And just feeling like overall you are invisible online, feeling like, you know, nobody is seeing you, nobody is hearing you, you're feeling unheard, unseen. Been there. That is the most horrible feeling in the world. And so these challenges, they're not just setbacks. They're signs that maybe your strategy is not in alignment with what you're trying to do, which was my case when I was going through that. Okay. There's a solution. There's a solution where you can align your introverted tendencies and your nature, your personality, and you can begin to leverage these strengths. It's about reshaping your approach to whatever it is, if it's networking, if it's business presentation, if it's client engagement, client attraction, lead generation, if it's sales. You know, I've gotten to the point where sales used to feel so inauthentic to me. I hated it. I used to tell people, I remember back in the day, I was in my 20s. And I was working at this shoe store. Okay. I was working in the shoe store. This was before I started in my career. And I was working in this shoe store. And I remember they were saying, you know, when the people come to the store, you're going to need to get them the shoe sizes that they need, go in the back, get the shoe sizes that they need, bring them back out front. And you also need to try to sell them additional shoes. And I just remember thinking, and I remember this like it was yesterday, it's always stuck in my head. I remember thinking, I am not selling anybody any shoes. I am not selling any shoes. Because what's going to happen is they're going to tell me what they want. I'm going to go get it. And then they're going to pay for it. But if I got to sell you something, sell you on some shoes, then it's a wrap for me. But I'm not selling anything. And so that has always been my frame of mind, my thinking, until I got the right strategies to where now it feels so good, literally, to go from that mindset to now this mindset where it feels so good when I get off of a sales call because I'm like, oh my goodness, it's a breath of fresh air. It's completely different. Very different ends of the spectrum, but that's because the strategy is there. You have to have the strategy to be able to do this and do it in a way that is going to be beneficial to not just you, but also to that person that you're on the phone with or the Zoom or in person, whatever the case may be. So when it comes to strategy, you've got to be able to dial in. You've got to be able to dial in. Okay. Now, again, I want to remind you, if you are resonating with any of this, Halima has already dropped the link in the comments. Schedule a free breakthrough call with me because to be able to go from I'm not selling anybody anything, and it was just a pair of shoes, I'm not selling anybody anything, to I actually love and enjoy and feel good on a sales call. It's amazing. Only strategy can do that. Only strategy can do that. Okay. So now when we talk about networking, this can be something that comes absolutely natural. The thing is, when we talk about the introvert's advantage, we're taking specific things that's already in us, that's innate about us. We're taking these specific traits, these specific characteristics, these specific personalities, and we're leveraging them for our benefit, for our business's benefit, and for our clients' benefit. So when it comes to networking and even your online presence, engaging maybe with your ideal client, and really, like I said, enjoying a sales call, having a regular sales call, all of this can come in a way that it is absolutely your reality on a regular basis, on a regular basis. So I want to give you just a couple of tips today. There's about two to three tips that I want to give you today. Let's see, where's our time? We're already at 12 minutes, 13 minutes. So this might be a little bit longer than 15. But the first tip that I want to give you is to really define your ideal client profile. And this is key. This is so key. This is to the point where you know, it's like you're stepping into their shoes. You know exactly who they are. You know exactly what they're doing. You know exactly what they're thinking. You know how they feel. You can identify them without them almost even opening their mouth. That's to the point where you have to identify your ideal client. You have to be able to identify your ideal client, even if they're not telling you that they are your ideal client, because there are words, there are phrases, there are things that they will begin to say, and some things they will try to not say, and you'll understand that that's probably your ideal client without them just coming out and saying, yeah, I'm your ideal client. So you've got to be able to have an eye for the folks that you want to serve, but you can't do this if you don't really know who they are. You may have a surface level idea of who they are. You may know their gender. You may know their income level. You may know a few things about them. You may know the basics, but getting deep down into who they are, having that client mastery is key. And so really dialing into that, you want to dedicate time to clearly outline who your ideal client is, understanding their needs, understanding their behaviors. This is all going to help you tailor your marketing efforts a lot more effectively. Okay. And then the second thing is really developing a content plan, planning out your content strategy that speaks to that person that you've absolutely become one with, and really outline who they are, what they are, and then how to speak to them, what to say to them is going to be key. And this is going to leverage your own strengths as an introvert because we're deep thinkers. See, a lot of times people say, oh, you're an introvert, oh, too bad. Or, you know, whatever the case, they portray it in a negative light, but we're deep thinkers. Leverage that. Leverage it. Leverage that. Okay. So when it comes to your content, that content plan, you can use blog posts. You can use videos. You can do podcasts. You can focus on creating that content that truly resonates and provides the value that you want to give. Now, a caveat here, I've seen lots of folks do blogs, podcasts, and different things like that, newsletters, and posts, and all of these different things, and wear themselves out because they think, well, if I do more of this, or if I do this, then that's going to help me connect with my ideal client. But if you still don't have that client mastery down, then the content is not going to connect with them. It's not going to connect. So you've got to be able to really identify your client down to a T, your ideal client down to a T. Learn their language and then create the content that speaks their language. Okay. You gotta create that content that speaks their language because you can create content all day long. Listen, I'm not even gonna lie. I used to have subscriptions to PLR. I had like a bunch of them. I would get the PLR and post it out thinking, oh, this is going to be great. You know, this is going to help me get clients. And it didn't. It didn't. It did not. Because it was not speaking to my ideal client. When I tell you I've tried some things, I have tried some things. It did not work. ChatGPT, Bard, all of that. It's great, but if you don't know your client's language, you're just putting out content. You're filling the airways. You're helping to create the noise that's out there. I hate to say it like that, but I have to. You are helping to create the noise that's out there. And you're not speaking to your ideal client. And then the last thing, is really optimizing your online presence. And I know a lot of times, you know, people think, well, I have this out here. I have it. It has to be inviting. It has to be inviting. Again, you've got to be able to speak the language of your ideal client. So you want to take a step back to evaluate and enhance your online platforms. Okay. And this includes your website, your social media platforms, any digital footprint that you have. But I don't want you to get too caught up in this, in that you are going to every single platform you've got out there. Just kind of keep them, you know, you may have, like, I'll just go ahead and give you mine. So I have some where the profile just basically stays the same. I might update it every couple of months just to make sure it's fluid with all of my other platforms. But I have main platforms that I'm on and that I'm active in. And those are the ones that get the most attention. So you want to make sure, you know, you've got those spaces that they're clearly showcasing your value and how you address your clients' needs. This is vital. And I want to say this, it is not based on your desires, your likes, your preference. It's what they need. It's what they want. Okay. It's what's going to resonate with them. So it's not about us. our social media presence is not about us. We can create it aesthetically in a way that is going to, you know, represent us, but it needs to be able to speak to your ideal client. And this is key. This is key to this whole idea of, you know, your strategy absolutely might be killing your business. Because if you don't have a solid strategy, if you don't have a solid methodology, if you don't have a solid pathway to what you're doing, then it is absolutely killing your business and you've got to fix it. Let's fix this now. Okay. Let's not go into 2024 with the same things. Let's not do that. Your business deserves to be seen and it deserves to be heard. So I don't want you to wait anymore. There's lots of you who I know for a fact are in the shadows. You're in the shadows and you're drowned out in the noise. So how do you come out of the shadows? How do you come out of the noise? It's not about coming out of the noise. It's not about you speaking louder. It's about you speaking to connect. I'm gonna give you two other examples. This just happened today. Two things just happened today. I had an individual inbox me. Now, previously they had said, hey, I'm interested in being on your podcast. I said, okay, cool. This is the direction. These are the directions. This is the guidance that you need to do. Submit this form and, you know, we'll go from there. They, from what I know, I haven't checked in depth, but from what I've seen, they have not submitted their form. But they met, and this was maybe about 2 or 3 months ago that DM message came through. So today they messaged me and said, hey, can we jump on a quick call? And I said, what would the call be about? And they said, well, you're a podcaster, right? Okay, well, I can't hear your voice, so I don't know your tone, so I'm not going to automatically assume that you're coming for me. Okay. So I said, I am a podcaster. If you want to be on the show, you're going to have to follow the directions in the previous message. And they said, well, and they just started coming at me with different things. And I just said, hey, have a good day. Have a great day. And they ultimately said, well, you know, maybe, you know, we can talk and kind of network and see if you can be on my show and I can be on yours. The ball has already been dropped. You've already dropped the ball because the way you came at me just really did it for me. Nah, not going to be able to do that. And then the second thing was someone emailed me like, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, I'd love to support you in your YouTube channel and help you get followers, something like that. And I didn't respond, just deleted it. And then so they messaged again, forwarded that same message today and said, hey, I hadn't heard from you, wanted to follow up. And I said, please remove me from your email list. So I didn't solicit for you. And so they responded back immediately and said, well, are you interested? So, you know, strategy is what's key. Okay. Strategy is what key. Those are two examples of strategies that don't work. Nobody, I know I call myself the introverted ambition bully, but I don't bully people. I bully ambition. I bully my goals. I bully my desires. I bully my success, not people. So strategy is what's going to be key when it comes to you being success. The second sounds desperate. Yes, very. Very Holloma. Both of them actually, but it was just really like, whoa, is today the day for me? But, you know, just keep that in mind when you are out here working your strategies. What is your strategy doing? How is it doing? You know, we don't want to be aggressive like those two people, but we don't want to be in the shadows either. We don't want to be lost in the noise. But we don't have to talk over people either. So there are so many different things that goes along with this. So I just want to say thank you for taking the time with me today. And I want you to remember, you know, first and foremost, the right strategy is going to be the key to your success. And I am here to guide you along this journey. Remember to schedule your breakthrough call with me, and let's turn your business into the success story that you have been dreaming of, the one that you know you deserve, and you bring in the impact, the business impact that your clients, your potential clients need and want. Your potential clients deserve more than you being in the shadows, unseen and unheard. They deserve more than that. Something to ponder. Your potential clients deserve more than you being in the shadows, unseen and unheard. I may post that because it's so true. So I just want to thank you all for joining me. Hopefully something has resonated with you that I have said today, and this has helped you. So again, breakthrough call, schedule it. Let's get it going. All right. Talk with you soon. Bye.